This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in New York City, the morning commute is still far from normal. Much of the subway remains shut down, as do many commuter trains that bring people into the city. But plenty of people have been able to work through the storm and its aftermath from home. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, Sandy could have lingering effects on the way we work.
Every time a disaster keeps a lot of people at home, more employers embrace telecommuting. Chuck Wilsker is president of the nonprofit Telework Coalition. He says during the 2010 blizzard known as Snowmageddon, the federal government saved millions of dollars in lost productivity because so many workers were set up to work at home.
It finally got the government to sit here and say, hey, this really works.
More companies are adopting flexible work policies, too, not only to stay up and running in emergencies, but to attract employees, like Patrick Hasselback. He telecommuted for years from his home in Colorado's Vail Valley. After a while, the charm wore off.
I really started to get cabin fever, and at times it was just not good for me personally to be that isolated from the people that I was working with on a daily basis.
Hasselback eventually left that job for one in an office with coworkers, but he still works from home once a week so he can pick up his daughter from daycare. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.